brain. Welcome back to another episode of Brain Lemonade. It has been a minute.
Hot minute.
Hot minute, and there's reasons. That's why we're here.
Well, happy New Year.
Yeah, it's Happy New Year.
Technically, we missed all... We didn't miss January. We just...
We did, I think, one in October, and then that was it for the year.
Yeah.
Because we found out that we're going to have our first child.
Boop, boop, boop. Baby Lemonade.
Baby Lemonade.
That's her name.
That's gross.
I'm just kidding.
There's going to be plenty of baby lemonade.
Yeah.
It'll be nasty.
And we moved.
We also moved, and that was very stressful, but very needed.
Yeah.
Very necessary.
Whatever. If you haven't met us in person, we've been in the same apartment for like 11, 12 years.
Yeah, 11 to 12 years.
And it's surprisingly one-bedroom apartment, and then we moved to a three-bedroom townhome. And I'm still like, how did we fit all of our stuff in this like 700 square foot house?
You mean
or apartment?
In the old apartment.
In the old apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now, I mean, it's not like things are cluttered here, but I feel like we filled out a whole whole townhome with all of our stuff.
I know. Yeah, we were in the garage last night, and we have a garage, by the
way. We have a garage. We have a garage. We have a dishwasher. We have a washer and dryer. We have stairs.
We feel like royalty.
It's really weird.
We have an office.
Welcome and an to office. Our studio. Well, it's going to be a studio.
It's a for studio us. Office yeah. so far, yeah.
But
we got
like
a futon for it.
Yeah, it's just... Like
we were dorks about it. I think we were giggling going to get it.
Yeah, it's just
we like, have a futon for our office.
We have a futon for our office because Corbin would play games and stuff on his computer or on the TV, and I didn't want to sit in my desk chair, so I was like, we need something else for me to sit in because this is boring.
Right.
Or
nothing
not
wrong
boring.
With a classic. Not boring,
just... but uncomfortable.
Right. Let's see what else like. I've had my birthday.
We both had maybe mini COVID or just the flu.
I think it was a flu.
I think it was a flu.
We would have known if it was COVID.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got the flu for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We kind of isolated ourselves and that sucked. When we finally went out, we were just like, oh, Sprite.
Right.
Sprite
oh my gosh.
Is a lifesaver for some reason.
It just like melts all the sickness away from your throat.
Yeah.
And I'm normally not a Sprite person, like at all.
Right. At least I've started plans for for more D&D or Pathfinder or Starfinder adventures. We started a small book club.
Yeah.
We're
doing it kind of different.
Yeah.
We're kind of like, I feel like it's a more of like an accountability book club. Like we're like, read whatever you want. We're going to, and then like once a month, we'll discuss our book that we read.
Basically like tell me why I should read that book.
If you think.
And then I'll tell you why I think you should read this book.
Right.
And then, you know, kind of notes off each other.
Yeah.
You know, that way it's like on your own time, encouraged to read our books.
Right.
And that should be fun. And we're doing it different to the point of we're allowing graphic novels and mangas.
Yeah.
But it's like every graphic novel, it's two... to equal like a book kind of thing.
I feel
just
like,
because of how many action pages could happen and all that stuff.
I was gonna say you could almost do like 3 to 4 just for how quickly you can read.
Yeah, I mean
a manga.
Yeah, it's true. It just depends on how quickly you read.
True,
if you're like
true.
I got 4 of them out of the way, cool, let's talk about the first two, you
know, right,
and then we'll see.
But speaking of that, we like blind picked up or randomly picked up Kaiju number 8.
Oh yeah.
As a manga, and we got it on like Saturday, and we're already like needing to order the
third book is on the way.
Fourth books,
almost,
yeah.
Like, oh yeah. We've been randomly buying our baby clothes because we see something. We're like, oh yes,
so,
she is gonna be so cute. We're
she's
gonna have
gonna
a
be
little
so
girl.
Cute.
She's expected to be here in June.
In June.
When it comes to podcasting, the only thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna look for an extra co-host. That way, if Nicole can't make it, I've got someone to banter off of, and it's not just me talking.
Right.
But, you know, we'll keep her going for as long as she can.
As long as I can.
But until I've got to really extend that microphone.
Right. I'll just be, like, sitting way back here. But, yeah, technically, like, 5 months as of this recording, which is weird. So.
5 months.
Yeah.
She'll be here.
She'll be here.
We won't discuss name because technically we're still thinking about
we're
it.
We're still,
But we've taken to calling her Speedy.
Because.
It's Green Arrow's sidekick.
Yeah.
And she likes to flail.
Yeah, every, like, ultrasound I've gotten, she's been, like, dancing or just being wild.
Stubborn.
I think we should say that she was shy. She was just cozy this last time and didn't want to move at all.
Stubborn.
No, she was shy and cozy.
Just joking.
We
got back on. Well, Nicole and I are playing together. What we like to do for Zelda. So we're back on. We're on Tears of the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
When we played Breath of the Wild, we like to pass it around because we both know how to play. We both have our strengths in some areas. We both have our weaknesses. So we just pass it around and take Link on his adventure. So we're on Tears of the Kingdom with a little bit of Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm trying to get used to it because I like the style of game. You know, I like the stories and stuff.
Yeah.
And then with the announcement, now we could talk about some movies. This would be a good segue if you've got our list.
Right.
But Sonic 3.
Sonic 3.
Is going to be out soon. So I've been taking Nicole through a Sonic game on the GameCube, which is called, Sonic Battle 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because the next movie is going to be about Shadow. Whoop, whoop.
And hopefully they do cast who we've suspected that they're going to cast.
Suspected to be Hayden Christensen, you guys.
Or Anakin.
I want it to happen.
I know.
Everyone else is confirmed. Jim Carrey's coming out of retirement just for Eggman.
Right.
Which would be good.
Even if it's like one scene.
Right.
I mean, like, because he doesn't need to be the whole... No,
it's not like he needs to be in the whole hour and a half, like, you know, like as the main boss.
Yeah.
He needs to show up at the end to be like, well, ha ha. You know what I mean?
I've been manipulating this the whole time.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
And that'll be good for me.
Yeah.
We did watch the Sony, what was it called?
State of Play?
State of Play.
Yeah.
Got a teaser for Death Stranding
2,
which looks insane.
And we already downloaded and played through Silent Hill, the short message.
It's a new Silent Hill. They released it for free on PlayStation because they were advertising that they're re-releasing Silent Hill 2 completely
remastered.
And that looks good. But we played through the short message, which is it's really sad and it's got a lot of suicidal tendency thoughts.
Yeah.
Big mystery, and it's freaky too. Sitting through it is only sad because it makes you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was, I think, a lot of trauma that happened to the character.
Yeah.
There's the characters.
Yeah.
In that game. But it was a good, like, I think it was a good, I mean, I didn't play any of it, but watching it was entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, because they kind of did it different this time where they had live action scenes.
Like, yeah.
And then they hopped back into the animation.
Yeah.
It's like flashbacks were live action.
That was cool.
And that was, I mean, I'd like to say that's pretty unique in a fun sense, but, you know.
Right.
What's our movie list?
So we watched a bunch of trailers the other day, so we're going back to our We're Watching Stuff roots to just get hyped about movies that are coming out this year. We saw one for this movie called Passenger, which is going to be on Paramount.
That is going to be a psychological fuck-up
for
some people, so be careful.
I'm not going to, like, look at the IMDb page, but from the trailer, it looks like this, like, kind of shy kid is at a job with this clearly unstable guy.
Individual.
Mm-hmm. Individual. And, like, this guy, you know, goes on a shooting rampage, and he doesn't kill the shy kid. He decides to, like,
Make him be his bitch or
kind
bring
of
him into it.
Yeah. Almost like his accomplice, but like
But that's why it's called The Passenger. It's like, I don't want to do this, but I have to.
History of Evil. I don't remember what that one looked like.
Yeah, these went pretty fast. Obviously, they're trailers and commercials. History of Evil is one. I can't remember. The thing about that one was there wasn't anyone really notable in it. That's why we didn't remember.
Right.
What are some other trailers?
We watched, obviously, the Frozen Empire Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters
Frozen Empire. That looks good.
Everyone's coming back from the past movies. So you've got, you know, the Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd. And then you've got Finn Wolfhound and Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't remember his name. Wolfhound?
Hard.
Wolfhounden?
Isn't it Wolf Hard?
No, I'm just playing around.
Oh, okay. Monkey Man, which is this new movie.
That looks intense.
It looks intense, but like...
thrilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Produced by Jordan Peele, so like if you liked Nope and Get Out and Us...
Or Key and Peele.
Or Key and Peele. I don't know if it'll be that funny, but...
Who says funny?
Right.
They were never always funny.
That's true. That's
ironically
true.
Funny.
Yeah, it's like this like Indian-made movie.
Mm-hmm.
And... about this
the myth of the monkey man, a fighter
that like, you know, he fights in the ring but also is kind of like a vigilante
or something. Basically a Batman who didn't want to take up the bat mantle and just wanted to be monkey. And it's just intense.
Yeah,
and it looks awesome as hell.
Tarot, which is another horror movie.
Oh my god, I have been dreading this day. Only because that's terrifying.
Yeah. As long as they do it okay. Like,
right. I mean, it's like, it's a tarot card and the last card, that's how you die. It's like, oh, fuck.
Great.
Like, great. Damn it. Like, that's great.
Right. But, and
go ahead.
I was going to say, at the same time, like, we have, like, Ouija and, like, all these other,
Exactly.
Not supernatural, but, like, spiritual things.
Yeah.
And... like, it's surprising that we haven't had, like, a tarot card.
Right, that's why exactly I said I'm dreading it, because it's going to be amazingly scary.
Yeah.
And, but here's the thing, it'll be predictable in the sense of, well, we now know how you're going to die.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Congrats like, on drawing the hangman or whatever, like.
So, otherwise, I mean, maybe that's the point. Hopefully there's a deeper twist to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we get sequels, and it continues.
Right.
Because there's always different decks of tarot cards.
Yeah.
Like, damn. I don't know. It's going to be scary.
It's going to be nuts. We should have put release dates on this. I forgot.
No, it's okay.
Madame Web.
Madame Web just looks interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. What are your first thoughts?
I mean, it does look interesting. I don't know as much of, like... the lore or like
the Marvel lore of it, yeah.
Of it.
I only know
what you've told me.
Yeah, I only know the dumbed down version. And I don't want to spoil any of that.
Right. But it looks cool. I mean,
Craven looks more interesting to me right now. So, and I mean, both might flop.
Yeah, you never know.
The Sony Marvel stuff.
Right. But we'd love Venom. Like, we'd even love though Venom. Venom's not like top rated, but we love Venom.
Bring him back. I don't care. Tom Hardy's doing such a great job. Just keep finding the better writer or keep doing it until you find your niche.
Yeah.
He's having fun, and that's what I want with Venom right now. Is the fun, because we already had the seriousness from the game.
Right.
The Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Civil War, which is a new A24 movie, it's a modern civil war within the United States where, like, California... I know in the trailer, like, California and Texas have, like, created their own, like, republic.
Oh, right.
And there's people, like, just... yeah.
Nomads. Traveling, and, like, making weapons. I remember.
And, like, yeah, trying to survive if you're, like, oh, I'm American. Well, what kind of American are you? Like, if you're in the wrong part of the country... And it's an A24, so it should be pretty decently well done. Yeah. And Nick Offerman's the president. So.
Oh, yeah. Nick Offerman's the president. That's that one. Okay.
The one that we totally clicked on and that was random is Ricky Stenicki.
Part of me can't wait because it's John Cena and sometimes he's really funny.
Yeah.
Like, compared to The Rock.
It's just so... I prefer John Cena over The Rock, personally. Right. So it's like these three dudes, they're like probably in their 20s and they had like...
in their 30s.
What? Yeah. And they've had this fake friend... since high school.
Yeah, that they'd use to get out of everything.
Yeah, or like if they want to go on a trip, like just the bros, they're going to go visit Ricky Stenicki. Mm-hmm. And then I think one of the guys, their wife goes into labor while they're gone. And they find out that Ricky Stenicki technically isn't real. So they hire an actor, John Cena, to portray
Ricky Stenicki.
And then that's like a whole... You know, I mean, you basically called it when we were watching the trailer. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be like, oh, you're not our real friend. And then they'll feel bad and then he'll come back and he'll be the real friend sort of thing.
Yeah. They'll grow and conclude. But it's like, I'm hoping it's like, I hope it does well. So it's like kind of like another Hangover thing.
Or even like Tag or.
Yeah. Because those are really fun. But yeah, it's, I mean, obviously it's like one of those easy like comedies, mm-hmm. so it's going to be easy to predict. But I'm looking forward to the excitement of it, at least, and the actors.
we have The Gentlemen, which is a show that's going to be on Netflix. It looks cool.
We only wanted to shout it out because we like Guy Ritchie and he's a little bit involved with it.
Yeah.
But then there's the other one.
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, which I'm just excited for. Like, it has Henry Cavill and Alan Richardson, which we'll talk about a little bit next episode. But they're like a secret, kind of unhinged
chaos. It's like Suicide Squad in 1917.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're all just a little fucking crazy.
Yeah. and like. Seeing Henry Cavill, like, not like, like, not proper, but, you know, not in like a super character Superman. Like Geralt, you know, like
Superman persona.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. Is that it for the movies?
And then Iron Claw's already out, but we haven't seen it yet. That one, the Wrestling Brothers.
Oh, the wrestling movie. That's right.
And then they're remaking Roadhouse.
I heard that there may be some cancellation of that because Jake Gyllenhaal has been acting funny recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hope
that's just a rumor.
Right.
I like Jake Gyllenhaal. I was just saying that's what I recently read.
There's another one called Spaceman that has... Oh,
that looks beautiful.
It looks beautiful and like sad at the same time. So it has Adam Sandler in it and he's an astronaut. Just in space by himself, like isolated in space, and like he's talking to, I'm gonna say, like a space spider.
He's talking to a space spider as if it could be a hallucination, or it could be another
or it could
being
be there.
That's there.
Yeah. So I'm excited to watch that one because it just seems like you don't know,
right?
What he's like.
You don't know what's
real.
Really going on, but you're hoping that everything is okay.
And it looks really beautiful, just like him, like the anti-gravity stuff, like
elegant and like a retro space way, and I don't know, there's a lot about it.
Yeah. Oh, and then the last one on my list is The Fall Guy, which has Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in it.
Oh yeah.
So Ryan Gosling is a stunt double
and she's like
the director,
and it's a rom-com.
It's totally like an action rom-com
action
for sure.
Rom-com.
And like, I think the actual actor goes missing. So he has to
replace him
like for real, like in real life.
Right.
Or like figure out what happened to him or something. But
an accidental shit show probably toward the end.
Yeah. And then they fall in love probably. Or they have history, I think.
They have history. They dated once or something.
Yeah. So that one looks pretty good too.
Yeah. Is that it for your movie list?
That's all it for my movie list.
All right. I mean, we got a couple of game ones, not like big deals, not necessarily ones that we're going to play. but these were all on the, some of them were on the state of play and some of them were just announced, but we have Dragon's Dogma 2 getting ready to come out this year, or it did come out, I can't remember. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League came out a couple weeks ago. No, wait, last week. Friday, right?
How are the reviews on that?
Still not good.
Still not good.
Yeah, everyone's saying bland gameplay, not much after game.
Like repetitive.
The story's great because DC's been doing really well with their stories, but that doesn't mean the writing has been perfect either.
Right.
And I heard because Kevin Conroy voiced Batman before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, before he died, recorded like a new animated series.
Mm-hmm.
Batman animated series with him.
But so, not the remake. Or
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
That's what we've heard so far. The Final Fantasy Rebirth, or Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Let me scroll. Rise of the Ronin. That looks cool.
That looks cool, yeah.
Helldivers 2, or Drivers 2, was another one on that list. And I can't remember. There's a Princess Peach Showtime game coming out.
On Switch, obviously.
Right. And then, yeah, I don't know. I can't remember any other ones at the moment, at least.
Or right.
At least quick shout outs. It's not like we won't be playing some and talking about them, so.
Yeah. I mean, on top of all the video games, we got like a handful of games for Christmas and birthday.
Oh, yeah.
That we need to.
Board games.
Yeah, we need to pre-play them before we play them for you guys, because
obviously we want the gameplay to go smooth.
Yeah.
So that way you can understand it and want to actually play.
Yeah.
That being said, too, we're looking for players. If anyone wants to play a game with us and can phone it in or hop on over, whatever works. But yeah, we're always looking for co-hosts. Obviously, like I said, since Nicole's going to be out of commission probably the last 2 months of the pregnancy.
Probably.
We're going to look for a third to kind of help us out. Besides Elise, Elise and Tom will still join us, obviously, whenever they're available and when they want to.
Right.
I just meant someone able to be more permanent with me while Nicole's gone. Yeah.
So 2024. Lots of stuff to look forward to.
One of my bands, actually, both my bands, one just released a lot of music, Heart Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other band, the Midnight Horrors, we're getting ready to release some new music. Otherwise, we're ready to hit this new year.
Yeah.
So many things going to happen this year, including a baby.
Including a bear.
And movies. I think Argyle's the most recent release.
Mm-hmm.
That I can think of really quick.
I can't think of anything else that's like up and coming like right now.
Right. And I mean, I guess the other thing that we did over the break, too, is we watched, we caught up on all of the Demon Slayer anime for those anime watchers. And Demon Slayer
is really awesome.
It's just awesome. So good. The first season is the 26 episodes in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Is super good and it gets you in nice. The second arc, the Mugen Train arc, is only 7 episodes. And that one was so good, just kind of like realizing their capabilities.
Yeah.
I guess. And it was just so sad at the end. Not fair still.
Yeah. Yeah.
The third arc, which was the Entertainment District, was hilarious and fun. That battle sequence at the end
was nuts.
Was just, it didn't feel like forever. It was just so much to make it feel like forever.
Yeah.
They were battling Horde.
Horde.
But
it was, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say the fourth arc, which was the Swordsmith Village arc, was, yes, fun and happy watching some training, but got a little violent. But meeting some of the new other Hashira was exciting.
Yeah.
Super exciting. Super. I don't know. Like, I just like seeing new abilities.
Yeah, you know, it's
new
cool.
New people, new powers, kind of thing. So it's exciting.
As someone that is super intimidated by anime that has, you know, like hundreds of episodes, I really like that they broke each arc down into like, what, 11 episodes?
The first season.
The first season's a little
26
long,
episodes, but basically covers like four little arcs.
Right.
And then Mugen Train was 7 episodes. But you can watch the movie. That's like an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Yeah.
Your preference.
Right.
I'm going to say it's your preference. Obviously, the anime adds random stuff.
Yeah.
Details. More stuff. And then the Entertainment District was, I think, 10 episodes.
Yeah.
And so was Swordsmith arc.
Yeah. So being able to like just watch an arc that's like 10, 12 episodes long is... As someone, like I said, that gets scared from big numbers.
Big numbers, like I'm on episode 897. I think 97.
Yeah.
96. 896 of One Piece.
See, like if they did that with one, they did kind of do that with One Piece on Netflix after the live action
started
show came out.
Them up in the movies, yeah.
So maybe that'll be my next to do.
Which, if you want to hear us talk about that show, go
few
listen
episodes
to the past episodes
behind.
We encourage, if you haven't listened to any episodes, the best way to support us is by emailing us and telling us what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Or telling us that we're doing a great job and keep doing it. You can, our email is it brainlemonadepodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. It may seem like we're inactive, but we get every message.
We do.
And we post when we can. We are just, you know, we just have busy lives.
But we're back now that we're settled and like...
Oh, yeah.
We're back
happy
and
in
ready.
A space.
Yeah.
Have our setup. I even put foam up in the office to keep it kind of condensed.
Yeah. I'm excited that we won't have to have like... fans and air. Oh, we have central air. Like, we won't have to have fans or like sweat our asses off to do episodes in the summer. Mm-hmm.
And one of the other reasons why it was so, I guess, difficult in the past too was just because our cat likes to chew on cords, so we'd have to break down all of our equipment, pack it up, and hide it all so he wouldn't chew it. And now we can kind of just tuck things away in the corner. Thank goodness. But yeah. It's going to be a good year for us, and we hope you guys stick with us.
We're excited for everything that's coming up.
Yeah, so we're going to go pour... Is it like pouring water into our brains to make brain lemonade?
We're going to squeeze our brains.
Okay, so we're going to... Nope, you can't say squeeze a lemon.
Our brain lemons.
Our brain lemons. We're going to go squeeze the brain juices.
Brain juices, yeah.
Juices.
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 Juicy.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.